glass egg,
it was
China egg.
They called them glass egg, but they really wasn't China.
Huh?
They wasn't.
I know, but we called them that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to use them all the time. My mother used lots of them.
Yeah, we did.
Used them all the time, huh?
We did too.
Yeah, we did too.
We found, you know, snakes would get in there and swallow them and kill them.
Yeah.
Was that the purpose?
Yeah.
No, not exactly the purpose.
Well, yeah, we put them.
Not either, but the purpose was for that chicken hen or that turkey.
Go back to the same nest.
Would go to the nest that she didn't think. If you rob personality, look like chickens the devil, but we had the idea. If you didn't leave an egg in there, she wouldn't go back to that nest.
Yeah, that's right.
I see.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they used them for snake, but they weren't really bought for that purpose.
No, I guess not, but they sure would.
I know they would, yeah.
Well, talking about utensils and things like that, if you were going to milk your cows, what would you take with you to catch the milk in?
Bucket. Just an ordinary bucket.
Yeah, milk bucket. We call it a milk bucket.
Some of them had tin buckets and some of them had this...
But we would pour the milk from the milking bucket into another bucket.
Yeah.
We didn't milk 2-3 cows in the same bucket.
These enamel buckets usually had a tin bucket to milk in and pour it into an enamel bucket.
I see. Have you ever heard of a person around here call a bucket anything else?
If you know of a name, I might remember it, but I don't think.
I'm interested in if people ever use the word pail.
No, I don't mention that name, pale.
No,
that's the only other word I know is pale.
Not years back, I don't think they ever called pales, huh?
Well, when people say pale and bucket the same thing,
yes.
Or is there a difference?
I almost made that wheel right there.
It's stuck.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
I don't know if I could answer that question. Bucket to pale.
I think it is.
I think it's the same. As far as I remember, I think it'd be the same.
And when you think of a bucket, what do you usually think of it's being made of?
Well, like I said, they were made out of tin and enamel, and then they had these galvanized.
Galvanized, yeah.
I don't know whether they had galvanized way back there or not, but I know they had tin and enamel.
Enamel, yeah.
You know, they used to have cook pots made out of enamel all the time. I've got one now. It's old.
Yeah.
I think it was Miss mother.
Ever seen one made out of wood?
What a bucket! Oh yes,
oh, yeah,
we use a wooden bucket for a water bucket. The wooden bucket, yeah. It is. We use that for a water bucket.
To drink the water from. You know,
the wooden bucket. It is made out of cedar or cypress. Cedar or cypress?
Mostly cedar.
Was there usually a cedar bucket suspended by a rope for the well? Was that...
No, suspended by a rope for the well, no, that was a... I don't think you used a cedar bucket for that.
That was too heavy. I think it was a galvanized.
Yeah, that's a galvanized, yeah.
Tin or something like that. Canal.
They used to pour the water up they had one wheel up there with it, and you put a rope through it and you let the bucket down, that's where you pulled it up with.
Did you have some kind of container that you might have kept around the kitchen to put scraps in to feed the hogs later on?
We call them slop buckets.
Yeah,
slop buckets.
We had them, and when we get through with the meals, we take it outside.
Yeah. We called
put all the scraps in it.
We kept it for the hogs and we feed
the hogs. Say the water off of the potatoes or something like that, it all went in one bucket, and then when lunch was over with it, it was taken outside.
I see.
In a slop tub.
Well, we usually had a bucket that
we... No, we had a slop tub.
Emptied into something, I don't know what.
What would you call the thing that you would use to cook eggs in or fry hams?